Hey there, this is Boogamadu with the grind scheme of things. So what probably got you here is the image that you saw with Neo stopping the virus. And I want to share with you that this series is a little bit deeper in scope than just that. And so to respect your time and respect your attention, this is not a prescription. This is not a, an attempt to sway you from your views of what you think is happening in the world. This is a holistic approach to really bringing about a level of healing in the world that you are specifically responsible for. And it's bigger than just staying at home. It's bigger than just social distancing. It's bigger than wearing a mask. Is bigger than washing your hands for 20 seconds. So if you're up for that, then yes, you can listen on. But if you're not, then please, head back to social media, wherever you were before reaching this point, and have a great rest of your day. For those of you who choose to listen on, let's make this happen. At the end of the first Matrix film, Neo makes a phone call where he says the following: "I know you're out there. I can feel you now. I know that you're afraid. Afraid of us. You're afraid of change. I don't know the future. I didn't come here to tell you how this is going to end. I came here to tell you how it's going to begin. I'm going to hang up this phone and then show these people what you don't want them to see. I'm going to show them a world without you, a world without rules or controls, borders or boundaries, a world where anything is possible. Where we go from there is a choice I leave to you." Guys, I'm Boogamadu. I am the producer, architect, and creator of The Grind Scheme of Things. And I share that section of the film script with you because this entire series is really devoted and focused in on empowering the listener to really unapologetically recognize that they are the one. And regardless of what industry, field, position, title, whatever your demographic label is, I will unapologetically tell you that you are the one. And whatever that thing is that you are the one for, I'm going to leave it to you to decide. But you are the one. Some things that I have to say in this podcast series is going to be hard for you to hear and listen to if you're not ready to hear some things that are cognitively dissonant. Here's what I mean. Have you ever heard or gotten a glimpse of things? Life, the future, a situation, or whatever it might be that was so shocking that you began to question everything you thought you knew about yourself, about life, and about the world. In other words, cognitive dissonance starts to happen when you hear things or see things or feel things that you don't agree with, or sometimes you don't want to believe, but deep down you know could be true. And a part of you resists accepting it because if it was true, you know how uncomfortable living life or going back to your old life would be, because you know that life and in the world that life is being lived in might start to fall apart. And that threat is so frightening that you'd rather hang on to your old beliefs than consider new ones and become who you need to become to live in the world that these new beliefs fit into. Well, this podcast, as I mentioned, is cognitively dissonant. And as a result, it's not for everyone. It's not easy to hear or swallow or digest, but the world that awaits you if you're not willing to at least taste what there is to sample is far more unnerving than I can even put into words. But I promise you one thing. This is not content that's designed to scare or frighten you. It's actually inspired by a collection of experiences and insights and an awakening into what I feel myself and others have been quietly awakened to and called to do from within, which is to inspire people to awaken and design their lives consistent with that awakening. Lastly, I confess that some sacred cows might be killed along the way. But what you're about to hear and follow along with is courage-based. It's also based on having the courage to ask questions that I've asked myself. And I asked myself several years ago. One, what's behind the curtain of humanity? The person that I think I am. Two, am I willing to walk toward that curtain and pull it back to see with my own eyes what I haven't been willing to see, or just identify with what's back there? This series is, as I mentioned, that based on that courage to face not just the boogeyman behind the curtain, but to face suspicions. And I'm also certain that we share some of the same ones. I think we all have our suspicions about whether or not the world we live in is actually a safe one. We have suspicions about whether the world we live in is a nurturing space to be, live, work, play, and have our children grow up in. And we have our suspicions about whether or not what we do really counts for real. And if it does, how? Or how to measure its impact. I believe some of us also have suspicions about our government or governments, the institutions that run leveraging the economic systems at play, and the policies that are prevalent that allow things to be as they are. I could go on, but I think this. We know that there's something that's off about the world we live in. Even before the pandemic, and the pandemic is only now exposing some of the things we haven't been willing to really look at head on. I'm confident that some of us want to know what our part is in repairing a broken world, or a world that's thirsty for healing and making things work for all of us to actually have lives of dignity and peace. I think deep down we know that we've got more in the tank to give to make our lives count. And we got more to give to the world around us, our work, our family, our communities. And we want to do it without having to be stuck in fear or stress or worry or anxiety. And I think we want to give more of our best selves in all circumstances and in all situations. And we want to trust the how to do it in a way that assures us that we can avoid the experience of disappointment and frustration and stress and burnout. This series ultimately is focused on supporting you, the listener, with a paradigm shift about who we are and what we're capable of, and then taking 100% ownership for what we're going to do next without being told to do it. And it's also about giving you the confidence required, regardless of your circumstances, to know that you're doing the right thing to bring about a shift in those circumstances, even if it doesn't look like it's happening. In closing, the series is all about you. No one else. And I gladly dedicate it to you. Now, I want to caution you that there are some assumptions that I have about who should be listening, so you don't waste your time and find yourself disappointed. And I assume the following about the listener. I assume you've experienced and or are experiencing high levels of stress in your job, life, or business. I assume that you're worried or concerned about how to handle stress regarding the future of your work life, providing for your loved ones, managing your life in the days ahead and or your business. I also assume that you're someone who has been suspicious of the world and how it functions and feels like there's a chance things can be different. You feel creating a harmonious experience for humanity is possible. I assume that based on your observations of yourself and the world, you see that you're part of the problem and you're curious enough about how to be part of the solution. I also assume that you're not stuck in your ways, that you're open to shifting and being supported and getting out of your own way. I assume that you're not mentally lazy, that you're going to pay attention and do the work of exploring available resources shared. In other words, you're not someone who's going to listen to this and say to yourself, "Oh, I know that already," and therefore assume that you don't have anything to do and that this isn't relevant. I also assume that you are humble enough to consider other perspectives on how powerful you are and be willing to be the one that believes in that and believes in what you're doing to transform yourself as long as it takes until the reality you see possible is manifested from that self. I also assume you recognize that there are forces that would be happy to see you fail, happy to see you frustrated, and happy to see you lose the game of becoming a game changer. And lastly, I assume that you're coachable and can follow some basic and simple instructions after each episode. If any of those describes you, then yes, this is the series for you. If none of those speak to you, then this is not the series for you, and it will not be a good use of your time or your energy or your efforts or resources. So, if you are someone who meets the criteria of these assumptions, then I invite you to click on the link, of course, that's available for you to engage and connect with the group. It's available online. And as I mentioned before, that community of action takers is where the discourse, the digital discourse, will take place and give each and every listener who's willing and open to it an opportunity to really engage in progressive exchanges that lead to greater awakening. Thank you for listening. And of course, if you want to share this with someone that you think is a fit for this, you are more than welcome to do so. And I thank you again for listening, and I will talk to you soon. To create a community that cultivates digital dialogue and discourse, which I feel can facilitate the necessary collective engagement to move things forward, I'm inviting you to join the Tribe of Action Takers. I'll leave that link available for you to click on, of course, to connect to that group online. And in that group, I'll also be providing some of the reference materials and resources needed for you to explore and come to your own conclusions about the subjects to be discussed. Thank you for listening, and I will see you on the other side.